Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. Yeah, we changed the name from Urban Lifestyle Cafe to Fade to Black Cinema. Basically, it's a film, it's a TV show, it's whatever, and it fades to black at the end, regardless of the script or whatever. So we decided to make a change on that. But today, I want to review a Netflix movie called Anonymity. I think it's short for anonymity, being anonymous, blah, 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 blah. But it's a very, very interesting concept. Because, you know, Netflix is starting to do a lot of their own movies. And if you kind of keeping up with it, it has a tendency to be the ones that people don't want to release in the movies because they don't think it's going to do pretty well. In this case, here's the basic concept of it. In the near future, private memories are recorded and crime has almost ceased to exist. But in trying to solve a series of murders, troubled detective Sal Freeland stumbles upon a young woman known only as the girl. She has no identity, no history, and is invisible to the cops. Sal realized this may not be the end of the crime and it could be a beginning of it all. So, really interesting. Because it's pretty much tech-based. So I really wanted to see it because the show opens up with Clive Owen is the big detective, the Sal guy. He's walking down the street and everyone has floating images floating above them. If you want a good relationship, go and look through a sample of, I think it's Google Glass. So when you see Google Glass, you see all of these things. They got a little advertisement here. It floats over. This is a restaurant. Here's little things here. But in this case, everyone is pretty much dialed in that they have an identity that if you look at them, they identify who they are. And some of the level of detail or whatever from that occupation, blah, 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 blah. And I just thought that was really interesting on the social media and how we're digitizing our life. You know, even though we don't want to digitize our life, we living in a digitized world. So I just thought this concept was like really, really interesting. And the premise really, even though that summary didn't really tell you much, but the one young lady within all of this, these hackers can wipe out memories or files and data. So now we at a point in our life that we don't depend on memories anymore. We depend on files. So our memories are visual files and say go back to, and it's everything is in this, cloud world called the ether. So everyone, you can access time based on what you see, your visual time that you go do something, you're driving a car, you're at home, you buy illegal drugs, you're at the club, you're just chilling, having a drink. Things like that is being recorded and within the ether where the cops, if there's a crime that goes on, everyone knows that if you're part of something, it can be seen because it's uploaded into the ether. But there are hackers out there that says, hey, look, if you want me to delete the file of what occurred, we can do that. And at first, you don't catch it that it's files. You look at it almost like it's memories. But it's the worst part is they're more dependent on the file recovery than the memories of what occur. Because since the files are a visual that you can go back and see, and memory is a thought without visualization, that's really what it came to. I don't know, I'm sounding kind of technical, but that's the concept that I loved about it. But this overall movie is slow as hell. It's dragging, it's slow, it's a great concept. So what occurs is, as like I was saying, when Clive Owen is walking down the street, or Sal, you know, I'm going to go back and forth, depends on how I determine it, but he sees a lady that the girl has unknown. So she has no data whatsoever. And he looks at her like, what the hell? But she just walks by and it's unknown. So she's anonymous. So everyone has a tag, but she didn't. He didn't go after her. He was like, well, what kind of anomaly was that? So when he went back to the precinct or to go back to trying to solve some crimes that people said, I don't know what happened. He goes back into the ether and he's showing them what happened. Someone says, hey, someone stole my bracelet, this rich woman. And she said it has to be the housekeeper. And she was like, no, it wasn't. But she said, go back and show me. So the cop actually shows her that the bracelet was gone. No, he shows her putting it down. And then he says, well, show me when the housekeeper's there. And they show the housekeeper, but it's already gone. But what he didn't show her was 2 minutes before that, she did take it. And he said the reason why that woman was such an asshole, that woman was able to pay her rent and feed her children. Again, it's crime, but yet there's people that manipulate crime based on their own feelings, which I don't think was pretty moral or whatever from that point. So after you see that, then they find a person who was shot. When they went into the ether to go get his memories and pull up his last things that he's seen, it switched from his perspective to the killer's perspective. And then the killer's perspective was odd because even the person that was being killed saw the perspective of the killer. And it was like someone hacked a person. And so how is that being done? And they find that there was previous instances that these people came and actually killed them. Certain people for certain times. So now we're finding out that there was things that these people wanted wiped out of their memory so no one can actually see, but they was trying to find what the hacker is. So they get Clive Owen in and he starts his investigation. But the thing is, the concept is so great, but they had no meat on it. Clive was acting like the old fashioned, gumshoe that's doing the investigation, but it wasn't interesting. So if you really advancing in technology, the concept of the technology was good, but the film wise wasn't good. Visually, it was great when you saw that how they actually pulled up the data and the files and everything. And then the moral thing of, can you just wipe out your existence and stay anonymous, freely? Say, I just won't allow you to have my data. I'm not going to put my data out so you can track me. And that was the one girl that they call her the girl. She was the one allegedly killing all of these people, but there was a person who hacked the hacker in order to kill these people that followed behind her, which was like really, really interesting. But it just was so slow and didn't give you a sense on, how good it is or where else it can go. And if you repeat it again, did it make any sense? But, no crime or anything like that. It just didn't. It didn't have that bite, and a lot of the actual reviewers didn't like it. They just said it was okay, and to me, I agree. The director, I think he did The Truman Show and Gattaca, and those two was very interesting. I think those were worthy of saying, wow, good concepts of different type of realities in the future and all. So pretty good. This was pretty good, but I think it was just exercise really bad or executed not as good as it should be. So again, thanks to Netflix, you can see a movie that's average and don't have to pay $8 to $15 to go see a movie that you say, oh my God, this sucked. But on Netflix, you can say, it was okay because it was Netflix and you already paid for it, and with your monthly cost. So in the end, I think it's a good movie to see to think about will reality move to this? Will reality move to people accepting that they will be part of a digital world and their existence is going to be open to a certain point? And as you upload things that you see, it becomes public record, and the public record can be accessed through security, and your privacy will be no privacy because whatever you do can actually be accessed. And then you got, you know, hackers who say, hey, if you want to wipe this out and you did something crazy, I can wipe it out. But in turn, you have the police who have their own hackers that can either recover files or find anomalies in what was hacked and what was done. So I think all of that is a great, great concept. I think if you put that on top of a good story and put that on top of what a great or good director can do, I think that would be really, really interesting. But in this case, just really didn't do well. And I didn't feel like there was even that good acting. Clive Owen didn't really do good at all. The young lady, Amanda Seyfried, you've seen her around. She's done a couple of things. She was a really child actress as well. She has these big, beautiful eyes. So when you see her eyes, you'd be like, wow, how central and big, beautiful her eyes are. But other than that, she played okay. Colm Feore, whoever, he did pretty good. And then they had these offset other regular actors and actresses that's on there that had no relevant cause in it. They were okay. They were additions and supplements to the three main characters. So not really interesting characters. The set was really, you know, they had a lot of the grayish blues and dark and slow and foreboding, and it was just kind of dragging. So it didn't keep your attention other than saying, how does this end? But there's so much interesting conceptual things in this movie that I think is worthy to kind of look at. But you got to really be patient. And I think the first half of the movie, you can get it totally and kind of figure out what it's going to be. But you would be interesting on the technical privacy and the access to how people give their access up. And, you know, at the end, he actually asks the girl, you know, why won't you, you know, give up and just be part of what everyone else is? She said, because I don't have to. It's a choice for me to give you my data. It's a choice for me to allow you to see what I want. I want to have that choice. I don't have to be like everyone else. And I can just go off and just be who I am. And, you know, in that case, can you really do that and still be on the grid? So if you part of the internet, if you're using the internet, if you have a job based on the internet, can you still not be part of everything and give your data up? Can you still be part of that and just don't be part of what everyone is involved in? And this was a kind of moral thing of, can you actually do that? Even when a society is based on saying, we have to have everyone's data. You can't go against what the law and the policies and everything else is. So I just find that, I thought that was really, really good. But overall, a really C average movie. So I'm going to have it as because of the concept of it and how I think it can be stretched out, I think it's like a 5.75. I couldn't really even give it a 6 because I don't think if it came on, I would see it again. But I think the premise and everything is just so good that they missed an opportunity to make it great. And then you got a couple of gratuitous sex scenes in there that wasn't necessary. I think if you took those out, tighten up the actual movie, I think it would have been a lot more interesting. The villain just came out of nowhere, which was like really stupid because they didn't build up the reason other than him telling you the reason. They didn't show you the reason who the true villain was, because the girl wasn't the villain. She was just part of something that the villain was interested in. But it just, he wasn't really pertinent, or it was like a random, let's hurry up and make a villain outside of who she is without anyone tracking them through. You know, it just didn't go well. And I think the editing of it probably caused that to happen, because I think they probably showed some things that led to saying, uh-oh, that guy's kind of suspicious. But it didn't happen. And since it didn't happen, it made it look really clunky, and Clive Owen just really didn't do a really good job. The hacking of the mind and the visual way of saying, I'm going to take things away from you, I'm going to hurt you by taking away files that you want to keep. Just like if you have pictures in your home and you want to hold on to them because those are great memories. You can remember them, but the picture brings back them so vividly. But when you take them away, where are you with those memories? Where are you emotionally attached to that? So that's where you, with this being in the ether, it takes you back there. But anyone can access it. So those memories and those files are open access, which is like really crazy. But overall, I say a 5.75. If it comes back on, I don't know. If a person is a techie and find that they like tech type stuff, then I would say, yeah, you should see this. It's about privacy and, you know, the new way of your thoughts and memories are uploaded into the cloud. But that's how they can track people to ensure that crimes are not done or anything in that manner. So it's really interesting. It's a very interesting movie. So 5.75, but it's not good enough as a repeat. It's not something that I would actually talk about. But other than that, look for the Fade to Black Cinema logo and how we want to just get it out there and start promoting from there. And we'll see you once again every Wednesday on the BougieBlackBrother.com, Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube as well as Facebook, Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter, Bougie Black Bro, B-R-O, Bougie Black Bro. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema.